So we talked a little bit about it, but you know, Tony actually had this down: goofy, fun, nerdy, Star Wars. Is this how our pastor's supposed to be? I think about that a little bit more as like Christianity. Like, I feel like people put views on who you're supposed to be as a Christian, which is kind of what we're talking about here. Is like, you have to be a certain way. Like, how do you feel like you? Because I definitely think that you're different from the norm, because like, you actually do think about what the truth is, and you remember that you still can be those things. You can still be fun. You can be like, you know, passionate. You can still do those things. So like, how do you, I guess, like, do that whenever you're getting so much pressure? And like, what do you think, like, you know, you're supposed to be called to be as a Christian? Like, what is a true definition of who a Christian is supposed to be? And how do you still have fun?
Wow. Okay. You just, all these softballs you keep pitching me. You know, one of my favorite stories from the Old Testament is Gideon. And there's a few things that happen with Gideon. But when we first encounter him, it's during this time when the Israelites, their property is constantly being raided. And, you know, if you had an abundance of anything, these outsiders were just going to come and take it. And so he's trying to thresh his little bit of grain at night, which is not ideal, but it's the only way he can get away with, you know, preserving what he's got. And God sends an angel to speak to him, and he greets him with, you know, calling him a valiant warrior. And this is a coward, right? This is a guy who's hiding in the middle of the night just to avoid a fight, to get his little bit of grain and hide it away. And he calls him a valiant warrior, and this guy's never fought a fight. And Gideon even is like, no, I'm not a valiant warrior, you know. But God sees you for who you can be, not who you are. You know, he wants the best for you, and to be the best Dakota you can be, you know. And he sees all future and no past. And for many people in Christianity, I think we identify some Christian in our life and go, okay, that's what a good Christian looks like, and I'm just going to be that. And that's fine, you know. Learn what you can from people. Absolutely, if somebody models something really well, learn from them. But they don't have it all figured out. They have things in their life that they're still trying to sort through. Jesus doesn't call us to be like other disciples. He says, follow me and be like me. And so that's always the test, right? That's the litmus test is, well, to be a little bit hokey, you remember the bracelets and stuff that went around back in the early 2000s, the what would Jesus do?
Oh, yeah.
That's a fair question, right? How would someone better than me deal with this person right now? Rather than me doing what comes naturally, my temper's flaring up, or I want to insult them, or I want to be rude, what would someone who's a bigger man than me do? And then do that, you know?
So you can still have fun as a Christian?
Oh, sorry, yeah. We kind of lost it, yeah. Part of that is be you, right? Like, one of the things I see in the scripture is Jesus, like, he makes jokes.
Yeah.
You know, we don't read it that way sometimes, but yeah, he is a little bit sarcastic with the Pharisees, and he, you know, like, he had fun.
Yeah.
And the only problem is in the scripture, it doesn't say, and then he laughed, you know,
right.
Or, you know, he designed you with certain innate talents and personality traits. And I know people say, oh, no, that's all nurture. But your dad, you know, there are certain things that when your daughter was 2 or 3 months old, you could already see that are in her now, right? Their personality is baked in. And then you can have a little bit of play in forming it from there. And same thing, you have some traits baked in. And in Ephesians 2, it says that for By grace you've been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, so that no one may boast. And then the next verse, the one that no one ever reads, is that he has laid out works before you that you would walk in them, mm-hmm. right? That God already had a plan for you. Here are some great things that you will be perfectly suited for, and it will make your life great.
Yep.
You don't have to do them, but I've prepared them for you, but you don't have to, because God's yep. a gentleman. You know, forced love will, well, that's a crime, right?
Yeah.
I think you go to jail for mm-hmm. forcing yourself on someone. But kind of losing the train. But, yeah, so, you know, if your desire is to have fun or you're, you know, you like to joke around or you like a certain type of music or whatever, that's part of you. That's fine. Embrace it and redeem it, you know. Yep. That's like with, we mentioned music earlier, there's a style of music that I love and there weren't a lot of options for that when I became a Christian and then I went, okay, well, I'll make it then.